This is Sunday morning, July the 14th, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and I want to kind of do a little bit more. I forget the title last week, but it was about the Nephilim, but I just titled this the Nephilim. There are a few things I didn't, it was long last week, so I didn't get it all said. So I'm just going to read here. It says, the Lord said, they are being restrained. Last week the Lord spoke this to me. They are being restrained from taking over at this time. They will only be released when the restraining force is removed. Now this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says verse 1, but relative to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we beg you, brethren, not to allow your minds to be quickly unsettled or disturbed or kept excited or alarmed, whether it be by some revelation of spirit or by word or by letter from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has arrived and is here. Let no one deceive or beguile you in any way, for that day will not come except the apostasy first, unless the predicted great falling away of those who have professed to be Christians has come, and the man of lawlessness, sin, is revealed, who is the son of doom, of perdition. You know, I've never seen such, I think the falling away has already happened. Just by the way the church is so watered down, washed out. Who opposes and exalts himself so proudly and insolently against and over all that is called God or that is worshipped, even to his actually taking a seat in the temple of God, proclaiming that he himself is God? Do you not recollect that when I was still with you, I told you these things? Now you know what is restraining him. It is so that he might be manifested in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness against constituted authority, or that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority, is already at work in the world, but it is restrained only until he who restrains is taken out of the way. Now, not everybody probably believes that way, but I believe that it's the Michael, the archangel. He's the warrior angel over spiritual Israel, natural Israel, the church in Israel. The restraining force, he is the one, that's the warrior. And then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by his appearing at his coming. The coming of the lawless one, the Antichrist, is through the activity and working of Satan and will be attended by great power with all sorts of pretended miracles and signs and delusive morals, all of them lying wonders. And by unlimited seduction to evil with all the wicked deception for those who are perishing, going to perdition because they did not welcome the truth but refused to love it that they might be saved. Therefore God sends upon them, or you could say allows, a misleading influence, a working of error, and a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, in order that they may be judged and condemned who did not believe in, who refused to adhere to, trusting, and rely on the truth, but instead took pleasure in unrighteousness. But we, brethren, beloved by the Lord, ought and are obligated as those who are in debt to give thanks always to God for you, because God chose you from the beginning as first fruits, first converts, for salvation through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit and your belief and adherence to it, to trust in and reliance on the truth. It was to this end that God called you through our gospel so that you may obtain and share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions and instructions which you were taught by us, whether by our word of mouth or by letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us everlasting consolation and encouragement and well-founded hope through his grace, comfort and encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Okay, natural people, those asleep, will think that an alien invasion is taking place. But the truth is that the alien invasion has already taken place. It happened in Genesis 6, or before Genesis 6. Whenever the angels came to earth and mated with earth women, this is when the alien invasion started. I would like to read for you a word I had on 12:8:18. The alien narrative is a false narrative. It's Satan's frequency. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says Satan is an angel of light. Get off of Satan's frequency. He's pushing his timeline. He wants to completely take over the earth. But the church has arisen and prayed, and Satan's timeline has been stayed. I put in here as a side note, no reason for us to back off praying, standing, and enlightening others, though. We need to keep pushing forward. Men are entertaining angels unawares. And this is the Lord speaking here. I made this earth by my word, and my word is truth. Men listened to fallen angels, and the earth became polluted by their lies. Satan is the father of lies, and there is no truth in him. The earth was stolen from my man. You are now my man, and you can take it back. There's a note here I put, see last week's word on taking care of the ites. Make no mistake, there are no gray areas, truth or lie. If you're not walking in the truth of my word, you're walking in a lie. The world system of whom Satan is God is built on lies. Take it back with the truth of my word, just like I did when Satan tried to destroy the earth the first time. Noah built himself, this is my thought, Noah built himself an ark of safety. God's word is our ark of safety. Okay, I want to read this to you. I got this out before I saw the last Cyril Brain post. This was an older one. It's the Cyril Brain 2. It's Q Occult Series from Q Post 744. It's called Wake Up, Guys, Here Are the Nephilim. The battle for heaven and earth, biblical cosmology. The truth is stronger than fiction. The ancient conflict. Every single person on earth is born into the middle of a war. This war cannot be seen with the naked eye. Most of the vast population doesn't even perceive it. It began in the beginning when Satan first entered the garden and caused Adam and Eve to ignore God's word. Sin entered and death came. This set a cycle in motion. The alien invasion. These invaders did not come from some distant galaxy or some far-off star system. Genesis 6 says the sons of God invaded. No doubt they were fallen. Jesus saw Satan fall from heaven and a third of the angels fell with him. They forgot their first assignments as the watchers. They came to earth to begin a colonization campaign. They sired the Nephilim, a hybrid abomination offspring that began to ravage the land and feed upon men. Their children were giants, mighty men of renown. They called them Nephilim, demigods, or titans. They corrupted the genetics of men, animals, and plants. They tried to pollute the bloodline. You know, God talking to Eve about Satan's going to try to affect the seed. In other words, the seed of the woman. Levitical law forbid the sowing of mingled seed in crops and animals. These fallen angels began to teach men about forbidden things like sorcery, witchcraft, and pharma. Demon knowledge equipped men to build cities so these beings could rule as God. Genesis 11, Nimrod. He was a Nephilim. It was the path to enlightenment apart from God and his ways, a lie. This forbidden knowledge did nothing but bring destruction. God became so grieved by it that he decided to wipe it all out. There was only one man, Noah and his family, and the animals God selected made it out alive. This was a total cleansing of the evil that nearly wiped out everything on the earth. These angels were buried in the deep parts of the earth until the final judgment. Some say that the souls of the Nephilim is where demons came from. Disembodied spirits, even though these demigods could no longer influence men, their seed could. The Nephilim could through occult practice. Jesus talked about them roaming the earth looking for a body to inhabit. Even though the earth was cleansed, these demons began to corrupt men. Atlantis was a prime example. It was an empire with the sole purpose was the destruction of mankind. I've never studied on that, so I don't know anything about that. This could now be done again as men worship these demonic entities. They could rule through men. Sorcerers, mediums, astrologers, etc. The law of God to Israel forbid all these practices, including sexual orgies and human sacrifice. After the flood, along came Nimrod to storm the throne of God. Say they were going to build the tower, they were going to go into heaven, they were going to break through the firmament, they were going to take out God. That was their plan. The Tower of Babel. Down through the ages, God began to reveal to man his plan of redemption through the prophets. Jesus came and the war on man began to change. Man began to be freed from the demonic kingdoms of this world. The Roman Empire was among the first to persecute and kill Christians. The second stage that the enemy used was seduction through the Catholic Church. It was meant to overtake Christianity from within. Paganistic ceremonies were adopted as Christian. This turned people back to the same bondage and darkness. Instead of reading God's word for themselves, they just believed what the Catholic Church said. The Dark Ages, and I think it was 400 years, there was no written word for the people to see. Okay, that's the end of that Cyril Brain post. Okay, the Lord showed me this. There has been another tilt to the right. Exposure of the swamp that will expose the core of what this has all been about. They will try to run, but there is no longer anywhere for them to hide. The first executive order of Donald John Trump's presidency on January 21st, 2017 was the executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. This is my thoughts here. May not be able to get them for the crimes they have committed, but this, crimes against children and humanity, will take them out. You know, Hillary might not get her due for Benghazi or for Uranium One or for the 30,000 emails she bleached bit all this mess, but she, this recent arrest, just like Q said, has said, after this comes out, they won't even be able to walk down the street. I've always heard this, I don't know if it's true, that if you're a sexual predator, especially a pedophile, you go in prison, you just might as well count if they're going to kill you. There are big names from all over the world implicated in this, pedophiles and pedophores, which is the eating of human flesh. Their days of abusing children, eating their flesh, and drinking their blood is over. There's also coming a shift in the court system. Begin to expect it, like a tilt here and there. The Supreme Court, I just saw something with the Ninth Circuit actually ruled in Trump's favor. That's the one that has blocked him on everything. The Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, will not be allowed to continue in its corruption. It will be judged and brought down. Your nation and its institutions are now in the justice judgment phase. You will begin to see it now come to pass. I judge the judges the harshest, for they set the laws of the land for all the people, like homosexual marriage and abortion. They must be above reproach. I will no longer be mocked, and I will have the last laugh, says the Lord. He who sits in the heavens laughs at the cunning and craftiness of men. Yes, time to see the court stacked in my favor. Okay, yesterday, after I'd done all of this, I came across the latest Cyril Brain post, and he's talking about the Nephilim again. Now, I didn't read all of it. It has to do with this is the decode of the July 4th parade, but it mentions the Nephilim. So it was interesting, so I just wanted to read you a little bit of it. This particular segment, like if you haven't read it yet, there's a lot of them where you can click on and you go and read about it. There's a big list of them. This is called Infiltrators Out. POTUS and the U.S. Army are taking out the intruders, the Nephilim. The flood ruled they were not allowed to stay in our dimension and physical realm. They have to leave. Everything POTUS tells you is factually true. In other words, whatever layer you decide to listen from, he will tell you the truth. With this in mind, the conversation about immigration is not limited to what you understand to be the southern border. In other words, it's not just about, if you remember, there was another post that he made about the wall, that it didn't just mean a physical wall. It was talking about the 4G and different things that he, it is bigger than that. When POTUS talks about immigration, he's talking about exopolitics and about the species that have illegally entered our planet through falsehood and alterations of minds and biology. The cabal and its puppets are well aware of the depth of the conversation, are hoping that the general public will never get it. In other words, they'll stay asleep like they have been. Do you now see it? Chemtrails are not about killing us. Now, before this part of it, there's a bunch about chemtrails and how for the last 20 or 30 years, chemtrails has been used to, there's certain chemicals in it, plus big pharma, plus other things they use to try to control the public, from what I understand. All right. It's not about killing us. They're about replacing us progressively and covertly until we become them with their religion, their gods, their way of life, and, of course, their society. We would only occupy the lowest levels of the physical and intellectual food chain. Now, these are my thoughts. Hillary and Obama had a plan, 16-year plan to destroy America. One of those plans was they had all of these camps set up to put people in and deprogram the ones that could be deprogrammed. The rest were killed. They had all those guillotines and coffins they discovered, thousands of guillotines and thousands of coffins. That was their plan for those. For Christians, of course, you know, there's no way. Well, there might be some Christians that'd be deprogrammed. But anyway, that's the thought I had when I was reading this. All right, this is called The Flood, another one of the links. Illegals getting free health care is ridiculous. California just voted in to give free health care to all illegals from 1 year old to 26 years old. The bad thing about this is that the money comes from the government. So your tax money, our tax money is going in to fund them paying for the health care for these illegals. It's not just California doing it. Yeah. In my article, number 11, about Q744 and Q745, I told you that the image of Q745 is about the flood and the Nephilim. The days of Noah were days of immoral genetics, essentially hybridizing humans with animals and demonic spirits. How? Through sacrifices and rituals. You thought ancient Egypt invented this, or that modern genetics is new? Nothing new under the sun. The damage has reached such a point that it was necessary to reset the planet's population. And this is why Noah was missioned to preserve the original population template to restart combinations as divinely intended. The illegal combined species was destroyed by the flood and sent along with the dark instigators in another dimension. The rainbow was a symbol of this expulsion. He says, is a puzzle coming together? Well, I don't know if it is for me or not. For if the prophecy in Matthew 24:27, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man to be fulfilled, the illegal species had to find a way to come back to our dimension. They are the illegal immigrants demanding to rule us and that we change our natural laws to accommodate them. Now you know why the cabal members are not harmed by the chemtrails that they have been spraying on us. They are not human. They are Nephilim. The rest of the post talks about July 4th had to do with the Patriots are now in control, the White Hats are now in control, and they are spraying the airways and cleaning up what they've been doing so that people can heal, our atmosphere can heal, but something about it is going to cause the destruction of the Nephilim. That's what he's saying here. So you can pray about it and see what you think. I just know that a reset's taking place because it's gotten so advanced this time. They've tried to raise their ugly heads many times throughout history. And God has reset when he had to. He had the Israelites going and destroyed, you know. The angels came and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and different things in the Bible. So, because I was praying, what are we supposed to do, Lord? You know, what are we supposed to do about this? So, I just believe the Lord is doing what he's called Donald Trump to do. But what blessed me is that he is in full control of who the Nephilim are and what they are, that they aren't little green men from Mars, that they are actually who we have been talking about they are. Okay. All right.